From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Mason, August 17th. Markets Desk 5 Stories. Watch the tape. Ignore the noise. Let's get into it. First, from Bloomberg Markets, Sembcorp said to plan filing for $500 million IPO of India unit. Singapore-based Sembcorp Industries Limited is preparing to file for an initial public offering of its Indian unit, Sembcorp Green Infra Limited, that could raise as much as $500 million, according to people familiar with the matter. Next, second, from the Daily Upside, Big Box Earnings Preview, Walmart, Target poised to benefit from value shoppers. The devil may wear Prada, but nearly everyone else is over at Walmart and Target, and they're shopping despite still high prices for groceries, gas, and more. At least, that's what Wall Street is expecting to confirm this week when a slew of big box retailers share their second quarter earnings. Analysts estimate that on Wednesday, Target will report a 13% increase for earnings per share and 4% growth for revenue. Expectations for Walmart when it reports Thursday are a 9% gain for earnings and 5% for revenue. Up next, third, from the Daily Upside, the ETF searching for alpha without the male. There's a not-so-secret way one exchange-traded fund is handily outperforming the S&P 500 this year. Put the money on women. The Hypatia Women CEO ETF WCO was up 21% year-to-date as of market close Friday, compared with under 14% for the S&P 500. The fund's methodology is to invest in big public companies led by women, and that has clearly paid off, at least in its relatively short history. The fund recently reached two milestones. It just cleared $10 million in assets, and it now has a three-year track record. And then, fourth, from the Daily Upside, leveraged ETF craze turns its sights to other funds. Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. What, then, is taking a strategy and applying leverage to it, or conversely, shorting it? In the ETF business, companies probably shouldn't take it personally when a competitor rolls out a 2x version of their hot new fund, something that's become common in the leveraged ETF bonanza of late. Recently, for example, Rex Shares and Tuttle Capital Management are prepping for ETFs that would go either 2x long or 2x inverse on Roundel's brand new NeoCloud and Photonics and Optics funds. Next, fifth, from Bloomberg Markets, Indonesian developer Modelin seeks bond restructuring again. So $370 million is the bond that's on the table for restructuring, and this is actually the second time around for PT Modelin Realty. They're a property firm in Indonesia, and it's pretty clear they're dealing with some liquidity issues. They build residential and industrial townships, but it seems like they're having a tough time staying afloat financially. I think what's interesting here is that this is a pretty common story, especially in the property sector. Companies take on debt to fund their projects, and if things don't go according to plan, they can quickly find themselves in a tough spot. It's not just about paying back the bond, it's about having enough cash on hand to keep their operations running smoothly. It's worth keeping an eye on how this plays out, especially if you're interested in the broader implications for the Indonesian economy. But for now, it's just another example of a company struggling to manage its debt. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin, link in show notes. Up next, 6, from Japan Optimist, Capital Markets and AI, from Evaluation to Creation. I am honored to present you with an article on AI and capital markets by my friend Matsumoto Oki. Oki has always been focused on working to improve the functioning of Japan's capital market as a public good. His analysis of the AI revolution is refreshingly not focused on technology or regulations, but on the evolution necessary to ensure markets can continue to serve society in the best ways possible. There are few Japanese with better credentials to discuss financial markets. And then, 7th, from Bloomberg Markets, Sri Lanka inflation and growth to both slow over rest of year. Next, 8th, from Bloomberg Technology, Sri Lanka Central Bank inflation to come down. The governor made this statement on Bloomberg, and it's worth noting that Sri Lanka has been struggling with high inflation lately. They've had to raise interest rates to try and curb it, but it sounds like things might be turning around. I'm not an economist, but it sounds like the central bank is feeling pretty optimistic about the future. We'll have to wait and see how things play out, but it's definitely an encouraging sign. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin, link in show notes. That's the read. Watch the tape, ignore the noise. Back tomorrow. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.